It is now time for the Financial Report with our man Craig Ferrantino, certified wealth strategist extraordinaire, president of the Craig James Financial Services, located right in the heart of Melville. Please check out that great website I've been telling you about, LongIslandInvestmentAdvisors.com. Craig Ferrantino, of course, registered representative offering securities advisory services all through United Planets Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services, LLC, and United Planners, not affiliated. The aforementioned Craig Ferrantino. We say a very good morning and happy to report a stimulus package finally agreed upon some 6 hours ago, sir. That is good news. Welcome aboard.
Good morning, Jay. Yes, the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed at 20,705, up 2,113 points, a change of 11.37% in one day. That's 11.37% in one day. That is the best day since 1933. There you go. They don't flash that too much, but that's out there. The S&P 500 index, 2447, up 209.93, up 9.38%. And we had some very, very good, very active day. You got to realize we started this mess at, let's say $29.70 on the Dow, and it went as low as $18.30. And now we're back at $20 or so. We still have more to go to get from $20.70 to $29, but it's a very good start. Gets us out of a very bad rut where we're getting too close to, almost half the value, losing the half the value of people's portfolios in a very short period of time. So that's where we are. There, I think it was misreported. I think the futures, all this is misreport on the stimulus package. We're hanging our hat. They're saying, oh, the Dow's doing well with the impending stimulus deal. Well, the stimulus deal has been out there for a few days now, and I haven't seen too much. Monday, it was a rout. It was going the other way. So I really think it had to do with the press conference that the president had, saying he introduced the idea that we'd like to get people back to work. That's when I think the rally truly started. The stimulus package was passed last night. And about 1:30 in the morning, I was asleep, Jay. I'm sorry, and I don't know what's in me. I started to look at some of the provisions online. I'd really like to look at the bill. Maybe you can get Lee Zeldin on or somebody to explain this for us. But not sure if the markets like everything that's in the deal. So let's take a look. It's filled with, I'm sure, some bloat to get the other, both sides working, and very concerned about that. So. Dow futures, I think, are trading down right now. So you would think, oh, here, we got this thing done. Oh, look, we're golden. I'm not so sure. Like, I know as people are starting to wake up, the deal is done at 1:30 in the morning. So this will help out businesses. This will help out corporations. And this will help out a bunch of special groups, such as airlines and maybe cruise lines. So, but again, don't have the full details. That's coming to fore, and we'll see what the markets offer today. The unemployment numbers are going to come out this week, and I know that the market will be concerned about that as well, because depending on how you do the stimulus package, you can make it very easy to file unemployment. And if you do that, then those numbers aren't going to look good. So that's where we're at.
Yeah. More details we need regarding the package. I was outraged yesterday, as you know. Democrats had insisted on pushing countless unrelated progressive mandates and really taking advantage of a tough situation and holding everybody hostage. I think the most outrageous of it all, and I said it earlier in the program, was $35 million towards the Kennedy Center. Not against the arts, but please, do you really need this thrown into this deal? I think it's just outrageous, but you had to get it done. They had to. If I had another optic of Chuck Schumer with all the antics been off, but in essence, it's well needed, concerned about the unemployment stuff, concerned about small businesses in general, and of course, getting some cash in everybody's pocket. You got to get firm details, exact numbers, and everything else regarding that whole deal. A lot of people have been chiming in you know, regarding whether it's $3,400 now for a family of four, Craig, or $1,200 per, up to $75,000, and people are asking, what if you file jointly? And if that number exceeds the $75,000, do couples still get any money? There's a lot of questions regarding that, you know?
Yeah, I don't, you know, that's, again, I have to, this happened in the middle of the night. I don't know if any of your other guests coming on, you're a great show, Jay, would could have some clarity to this. I'm sure that if they're working on it, they're probably still sleeping. But I would think that as the sun rises on this this bill, I don't know how well it helps the economy. It helps certain sectors, but there's a lot of, like you said, a lot of other things that are going to be in there. And then, of course, the question is, how are we going to pay for this? And obviously, having a robust economy is a very easy way to pay for it. I didn't hear any mention of tax breaks or for those who have paychecks, some sort of deduction for this year. That would be another way to go. You know, hey, the government told me I couldn't work for 2 weeks. Take the 2 weeks pay and deduct it off your tax return. Okay, it's an idea. But I don't know what's actually being said. So that said, though, I think this is a great time. We've had the people that called me and speculated, said, you know, I want to buy the Dow, I want to buy this, I want to buy that. There's some great investments out there at these levels. And if we believe in the turnaround of the United States, you don't want to bet against America, this is the time to really step up to the plate. There are some strategies we've been deploying. We've been defensive for a while as a firm. So we were defensive at last week in February. So we missed a lot of this down, this ugliness in March. But the beautiful thing is that you could actually take, if you have a depression on your traditional IRA, it may make sense to take that traditional IRA with its depressed value and roll that or convert that to a Roth IRA. And then when the U.S. economy comes back, you have all these gains, but the gains will be in, you'll never pay taxes again on the money. So that'll give you a tax-free retirement, and that's critically important. There's some other strategies as well as some certain investments in certain sectors that we know that may do well because they're getting some attention from the government that they're too big or too important to fail. Those stocks, some of those investments are down 66% since January. And won't mention any names, but there's a couple of sectors out there that they're not going to let them go to zero. And might be a time if you're down 66% and you get 10-15% on it. That's a very good year. That's how I see it. So we're out there, we're looking, we're scavenging the field for good values. We're looking at companies that are down 40% or more since January and then taking a hard look at them and saying, is this something that we could may make sense to buy and hold? I want to let you know, a lot of the wealth is made by people like Warren Buffett and all the other billionaires out there by starting somewhere and starting when things are down. This is a tough time, but it's a good time to take a look at certain investments and maybe, if you're willing to sit for a little bit, might be very well rewarded. The chances of you being rewarded are much higher than other chances of just buying on a day-to-day basis.
No question, sir. We'll keep an eye on things. Futures down 200 plus right now. You figure just by a simple deduction that you would get massive momentum as far as futures was concerned based on the agreement on Capitol Hill, but you never know. You never know. We could see rather a big bump coming into play come 9:30 or so. But right now they're stingy. They're being a little stubborn right now. But we'll keep an eye on things.
I'd like the volatility to drop a little bit, and if it does anything and it keeps us at this level of 20,000 or so, if we can hold 20,000, we're at 20,700 about now, and if we can hold that level for a few weeks during this crisis as the news keeps hammering about some of the disaster of the coronavirus and as it's spreading and more people, the deaths go up, you know, kind of like you're watching a sporting match. It's terrible on how it's being reported, but it is what it is. So what are we going to do? And there you go. If it just stabilizes, we don't get the 1,000-point swings on a daily basis. I think that'll soothe a little bit the investor saying that, hey, with this bill, if nothing else, we brought some stability to the market instead of a free fall to the negative.
We will keep an eye on it as always and look forward to tomorrow morning. How's that?
Thank you, Jay. We'll be in touch.